VAW, KN4, VWA. VWA, monitoring.
KO4, QLG, KO4, NUE. QLG, KO4, NUE. 4 NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
Check radio check, KK4, LAZ, looking for a radio check from anybody out there.
4 ULP, your signal is coming in strong.
Thank you very much, I appreciate it. I just got the radio hooked up in the new Jeep here, and so I just wanted to make sure that I was still getting out there, that I did everything right. And I appreciate it. You have a fantastic day. Was that KD4 ULP? That doesn't sound right. KK4 LAZ here.
That is KO4 ULP. Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa.
KO4 ULP. Well, I appreciate you coming back, and some point when I'm not in buried in wires, I'll get back on here and see if we can have a QSO. 73s, KO4 ULP, KK4 LAZ. I'm clear.
Have a good rest of your day, KO4 ULP. Clear, but I'll be standing by if the station wants to jump in here. 4 ULP, monitoring. 4 ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform My Papa, and monitoring. Four ULP, monitoring. Four ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform My Papa, and monitoring. Four ULP.
Zulu requesting radio check. November 3, Sierra Zulu requesting radio check. Over.
For ZLK, had the radio turned down, but go ahead.
10-4 ZLK, November 3, Sierra Zulu. Fine business. Thank you for the comeback. You're coming through very clear. A little bit of noise, but other than that, doing great. Over.
I've got a good signal. Name here is Shane. I'm mobile over here in Greenville. Did you say your call is N3 Zulu Zulu?
I just talked funny. No, it's a Sierra Zulu. November 3, Sierra Zulu. Same name here is Jim. And I'm at the near Five Forks, just to the about 5 miles south of GSP. And I just fired this rig up for the first time in about 6 months, making sure no blue smoke got out.
You're doing well, so very good to meet you. I think you said Jim. And are you out mobile, or are you, is that your QTH?
I'm mobile right outside my garage. I think that counts maybe as land portable. I'm not sure. Which reminds me of an old sea story. Back when I was a naval aviator, I used to really follow people up. The H-46 had a Collins HF radio in it that was absolutely magnificent. And I'd be flying along from one ship to another and calling CQ, Maritime Region, whatever it was, airborne mobile. And it really used to blow people's socks off.
That's a good one. Mobile outside your garage, too. Yeah, well, you're in the vehicle, and it's maybe slightly moving. But, yeah, it's working. You're doing good. Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And I hope radio keeps working for you. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, November 3, Sierra Zulu. Fine business statement. And I think the XYL is calling me in right now. It's one of the hazards of working outside the house. So I'm going to be signing off here. Appreciate your returning my call. And you got a nice signal in here, too, from your mobile. November 3, Sierra Zulu is clear and listening for your final.
From N4ZLK, 73. And, yep, got to do it. You got to go when you're called. N4ZLK.
4ZLK, KO4RMM Mobile.
4RMM, N4ZLK, I believe this is Kurt.
Can't get away with anything anymore, it seems.
I don't believe I've talked to you, but I've heard you on a few times talking to Patrick and maybe Tom, I believe, and a few others. So the name is Shane here. Good afternoon.
Hey, Shane, I'm mobile out here on the Motor Mile. Going to do a U-turn, get back to Bojangles and some surprise the wife with some dinner and the news that she's not going to have to cook tonight. You're coming in loud and clear. I'd say you're probably about 8.5 out of, on a scale of 10. Pleased to meet you.
I'm actually headed over that way, just headed to the office, which is on the other side of 85 off Lawrence. And the repeater sounds a little noisy tonight, though. I don't think it's not your signal or mine, because it was on both of them. So I think there might be a little noise in the repeater.
Probably so. Still, you know, I'm still getting fairly good reception. I can still understand what people are saying, but just a light dusting of static, for lack of a better term.
On the repeater, because it was on the last couple signals I heard. Anyway, hope you have a good weekend. Hope you're enjoying your weekend.
Certainly am. No complaints whatsoever. I hope you and the family are enjoying your final preparations for Christmas. And they're not twisting you too much there at work.
They do kind of twist hard. I work for UPS. This is a volunteer today. I had to lay out 2 days this week, had a little stomach bug. And today, any work today is double time. And they needed an extra run just to run up to Greensboro and back. So I thought I would do that.
You're in good company. We are UPS people. We're big fans, and we insist on UPS for all our deliveries whenever given the option.
We appreciate it. There's so many options out there now, for sure.
It's my childhood when I would always get really excited when I would see that brown truck roll down my street, you know, in hot anticipation that maybe, just maybe, I would be getting a present.
Yep. I used to run routes, the local, you know, package deliveries, we call them, around town, and there were some areas where, you know, I'd see kids come running out to the street just looking kind of like that, thinking that they might be getting something.
It's just one of those things where it just has a visceral, well-established, you know, deep, good, warm, fuzzy feeling. FedEx does not have that. Amazon does not have that. I would have a better feeling seeing the UPS truck than the ice cream truck, give you any idea.
Well, competition there, the ice cream truck. If we can beat that, we're doing pretty good.
Idea for UPS, you know, if the ice cream truck can have a jingle, maybe the UPS trucks need to have a speaker on top with their little jingle.
UPS's philosophy has always been to try not to attract attention other than they want us to, you know, if somebody's on the road or somebody's on the side of the road, we need, you know, watch out, tap the horn a little bit to let them know we're there, but they like to be behind the scenes, just coming and going, and, you know, people let us in places where most people can't go. They like that. You know, we can just come and go and do our job, and we're in the background, and people just get so used to us being there, they don't even know we're around.
Delivery drivers are always the most impressive people I've ever seen. I knew I couldn't do that job. It's just way too athletic for me. I'm so broken down from my former professions. But, you know, I just, you know, I've never had a single issue with any UPS driver I've ever encountered.
There's some good people, that's for sure. They occasionally will have our character, and usually they'll get weeded out pretty early on. But I've been there, this is my 31st Christmas season working at UPS, and I've got a lot of good friends there, a lot of people I've known for a lot of years.
Always fascinated as well whenever I traveled up to Louisville for business to see all the activity of the UPS cargo planes flying in and out of there. I'm an aviation buff, so I would be able to track their flights, and, you know, I would always, and even departing up out of GSP, I'd know exactly where they were headed.
The place is tremendous, I understand. I've never seen it, but it's our largest hub, and it's our air hub. That's where most every package that goes by airplane goes through there, so I'm sure it's an amazing sight.
It is indeed, sir. Well, Shane, I'm coming up on Bojangles right now. I'm going to need to roll the window down and ask the lady for some chicken and biscuits and fixings. So I'm going to be 73 and clear here. Very much enjoyed the QSO, Shane. Look forward to talking to you again really soon. And be safe out there, and don't work any harder than they pay for.
Chicken. KO4 RMM N4ZLK 73.